So I'm going to start my short thought this evening with a statement that should be entirely non-contentious, but it might sound troubling or even like I'm trying to start an argument. But that's only at first listen. I will explain. And the statement is, none of the prophecies about Jesus in Hebrew Scripture came true. Not one. Now you might think, really? We just heard in the Gospel of St. Matthew these very words. This was to fulfill what had been spoken through the prophet Isaiah. Here is my servant whom I have chosen, my beloved, and it carries on to the end of Matthew chapter 12. Yes, we did hear that, and elsewhere in what we call the New Testament, we will hear lots of references to the Hebrew Scriptures that say things like, this is to fulfill what was written, this is to fulfill what was spoken, or as it is written. And this shouldn't really come as a shock, but none of those things were written about Jesus. None of them. None of the writers of the Hebrew Scriptures had in mind someone called Jesus Bar Joseph, or Jesus of Nazareth, or Jesus who we call Christ, when they wrote their parts of the Scriptures. In fact, most of them don't even seem to be writing about the future at all, if you read where the context that they come from. These are poetic images for the contemporary times of each poet or prophet, statements of hope for transformation, if not immediately, then in the very near future. It was the writers after Jesus that applied these writings from the Psalms to the prophets, to the wisdom books, to the apocryphal writings, to the person of Jesus. These early writers of our scriptures found resonance in the words and the stories of the Hebrew writers that seemed to them to point to new ways of understanding who Jesus was, what Jesus meant, and what the mission and the message of Jesus was. But those who wrote the original words had no idea or concept of how they would be used by the early groups of what we call the Jesus movements. Why is this important? Well, firstly, it stops the ill-informed and unhelpful and somewhat circular arguments that go something like, we know Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, because he fulfills all the Old Testament prophecies. It's as circular an argument as we know the Bible is inspired because the Bible says it's inspired. 2 Timothy 3:16. I've heard that many times over the years. Which is just nonsense. These things described as prophecies or predictions, we're not trying to tell the future or point to Jesus. Secondly, when we have that mindset that our Hebrew scriptures are pointing towards something else, it doesn't take a great leap for people to move to seeing the only value in Hebrew scriptures, the only value in the Jewish faith, as leading to Jesus and the establishment of Christianity, which isn't a very long way from seeing Christianity as superior to the Jewish tradition from which we hail, or as a replacement, superseding the spirituality of both our Hebrew forebears and our Hebrew siblings today. This heresy, and it is a heresy, a distortion of Christian teaching, is known as supersessionism, and at its worst leads to persecution, to pogroms, and even holocausts. Our gospel reading from this evening is the type of writing that can lead to such a viewpoint, not just the way that the gospel writer uses that part of the writings of Isaiah, but the way in which Jesus debates with the scribes and the Pharisees about the nature of law, if it's read in an uninformed way. And Jesus asks, is it not lawful to do good on the Sabbath? In good rabbinical style, he asks the question of his hearers, making an argument for the appropriate application of Torah, the Hebrew law, the commandments. But what I was taught in my younger years was that Jesus was actually moving beyond the law of the Jewish people into a superior law, a law of love, the law of grace. And this led to the oft-repeated statement that we are no longer under law but under grace. A nice bit, a good bit of Pauline thinking, but completely taken out of context when we use it like this. But I haven't got time to unpack the letter to the Romans here. I'm sorry. But it's not true. The law of Torah is the law of love and grace. A different interpretation of that which was to spring from Christian tradition, yes. But still with the aim of guiding the faithful follower to a right relationship with one another, with God, with ourselves, and with the earth. The Jewish law has not been superseded nor replaced by Christianity. It still exists. It's still being interpreted and reinterpreted and lived out by those who follow the Jewish way, just as our Christian tradition is being interpreted and reinterpreted and lived out by those of us who seek to follow the Jesus way. We cannot use Scripture to justify the mistreatment of any peoples. That is not the aim of our biblical stories. Our Bibles are faltering, fallible records of many journeys of faith, some of which we learn from, some of which we learn to leave behind. More important is to find a story which helps us to encounter our own way, which helps us to explain our own way of knowing divinity, to find that language of the Spirit that enables us to live, to share, to explore, and occasionally, if only fleetingly, to apprehend a little of what it means to be a faithful follower. Thanks be to God. Amen.